Jesse Allen talking now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, we entered the month of October. Fairly quiet market trade to start the week on Monday. Soybeans looking like they're finding a little bit of buying support, while corn and wheat have kind of traded either side of unchanged through the session Monday. What are your thoughts in the grain and oilseed trade as we start off the new month?
Yeah, they really weren't influenced too much by this morning's export inspection report. That showed 24.5 million bushels of wheat shipped in the week ending September 9th, which continues to be a strong pace we've seen the last several weeks. Corn shipments came in at 26 million bushels, soybeans at 21.1 million bushels. So corn and soybeans are really not impressing anyone. But these markets really didn't respond at all to those numbers. It seems mostly that we're just kind of reversing some spread action took place on Friday after that USDA reports that really had some surprises for corn, soybeans, and wheat, that saw corn and wheat really move higher, spreading against soybeans. And that's what we're kind of saw reversed early today. And now we seem to have worked our way through some of those spread profit-taking trades.
Well, it looks like over in stocks and energies on Monday, the dollar breaking a little bit, and stocks and energies finding some good support here to start off the new month, Arlen.
They really are getting some new money in. Energy market going higher because of reports that OPEC Plus, the oil cartel, may actually cut production by better than a million barrels per day. So that's providing some support for the energy market. Stocks feeling like maybe they've priced in recession fears. We're starting off the week with that new money, kind of on an up note today.
And Arlen, as well, real quick, in the livestock trade, finding some decent buying strength there, it appears, on Monday. I wonder if some of that is tied to some of that new money flow maybe in the stock market, and also seeing corn just kind of being relatively quiet on the day.
Yeah, we are seeing some follow-through strength on the cattle market, which is encouraging overall, and ideas that we're going to see this week's cash trade steady to maybe a little bit firmer. And really, as we look over the last week, slaughter rates holding in there, and some positive fundamentals for the cattle industry. Over on the pork side, though, we're seeing some strength there, too, some follow-through strength, and that seems to be boosted by what we're seeing in the outside markets, particularly the stock market, giving a little bit of optimism there after the recent weakness we've seen. So generally a positive day in the protein complex.
And that's Comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Coming up this afternoon, we will talk markets with John Heimberg of Total Farm Marketing and a look at weather as we start the month of October with Eric Snodgrass of Nutrien. This has been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Monday, October 3rd. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.